been grinning and sinning. I used an earthquake to mix my milkshake. I eat an avalanche when I want ice cream. I punched a hurricane and made it a breeze. I swallowed an iceberg and didn't freeze. The human tornado. Flinging cash and talking trash. Feed me, delayed, relayed, mislaid, and parlayed. Jump, thump, bumped, and mugwump. The human tornado. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a parent or a note from your jailer.
Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah. Not just knee deep, she was totally deep when she did the freak with me.
Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah.
The girl's a freak, the girl never misses a beat, yeah, yeah.
Not just knee deep, she was totally deep when she did the freak with me.
It didn't twerk, no.
It wasn't funky, no more.
Turns me on and out and all about. All right, folks, it is 3, the 15th in the morning on this Friday, the 13th, 2022 of May. Thanks for being with us right here on CKUT 90.3, home of fantastic music, unbelievable listenable content for your brain, and, of course, fractured timestamps like I just gave you just now. Besides this, my name is Logic Johnson. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Listen, Just Smell Something. Let's go ahead and name some songs here before we move into the forthcoming business. We had Hank Carbo. Let's just reset here for a moment. We had your weekly Curtis Mayfield. Now, like, he played Hank Carbo 3 times. I'm not that, you know, out of control here. Come on. Curtis Mayfield, If I Were Only a Child Again. Then we had a little bit of Dr. John with Qualified. And then we had some Funkadelic for like 15 minutes, because who needs a quick song, with Not Just Knee Deep. That was more like eyeball deep into that song for 15 minutes. So that is that. What can I say, folks? You know, don't be too superstitious. Don't be too crippled with fear, but have some fun with it, you know? If you want to goad somebody over having spilt some sort of granulated condiment of any kind, you can go ahead and do that, and, you know, boogeyman's coming after you. More importantly, the soundtrack of the week is going to be some Edwin Starrera with Hell Up in Harlem, starring, of course, Mr. Fred Williamson, who tends to do much kicking of much ass in these movies. So stay tuned to that. Visit us on the web at www.ckut.ca. We all love you, y'all. Here we go. Here it comes.
The Godfather of Harlem is doing it again. In Black Caesar, he ate up the town. Now he's hungry for more. More action. More excitement. More everything. Fred Williamson is back, and there's gonna be hell up in Harlem. From Midtown Manhattan to the mob's private playground in the Caribbean, from Times Square to the Stratosphere, he's making this world a decent place to die.
No, no!
Fred Williamson, he may never get to heaven, but he's raising hell up in Harlem. Hell Up in Harlem, from American International Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
our love almost touched the sky. You and I thought that we would last forever. All the spring in the air, all the gold and treasures rare.
I don't know.
Alrighty, everybody. You are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. It is 3:34 in the morning. Happy Friday the 13th. I just jostled my mic. Boom. I hope everything sounded okay on you folks' side of things. And we just finished hearing the first side of the Hell Up in Harlem soundtrack brought to you by Mr. Edwin Starrera. Two R's, so what do you expect me to do? I'm a flippant guy. Here we go. We had Ain't It Hell Up in Harlem. We had Easin' In. Big Papa. Love Never Dies, a.k.a. Helen's Love theme. And Don't It Feel Good to Be Free. So we're going to go ahead and flip the proverbial vinyl over. Proverbial because, of course, this is all electronified. And here comes the second half of Hell Up in Harlem.
I've met a lot of wonderful girls in my life, but none to quite compare with Jennifer. Jennifer, an angel said to me, well, a rose to you, my love so true for now. For now, Jennifer, Jennifer, a passion takes my mind from just a glance into romance. How come? How come? Child of love, you found yourself above. Now you're flying right, the past is out of sight.
Jennifer, you play your new role well, trying to hide from me what you used to be. What for, baby? Oh, what for?
Together. After all the years we've been apart, now a new life begins. It's time to
the sounds of hard knocks at the door. But I feel guilty in spite that there's still you and I. 'Cause one thing is missing that made both our lives. Oh, mama, should be. Happy times run through my mind. Then we had each other. You and me, and she made three. The family was together. Now time has brought us back again to pick up where we left off. Happy am I, but still I cry. 'Cause time ain't all we've lost. Whoa, mama should be here too. Mama should be here too. Mama should be here too. Been some days at the zoo, like we used to do, like we used to do. And off we'll go to the movie show, and we'll stay the whole day through, like we used to do, my son, like we used to do. But sweet memories have stayed the same. Now you're back with me, my child. Happiness is here again. And every night while we sleep tight, we'll dream a tale or two, like we used to do, my son, like we used to do. But sweet memories have stayed the same. Now you're back with me, my child, and happiness is here again. Oh, every night when we sleep tight, we will dream a tale or two. Yeah, life just like we used to do. Yeah, life. Whoa.
Folks, that is the soundtrack right there. That is also another episode wrapped up of Listen, You Smell Something. So, go ahead and hit that music and tell you all that I will catch you next week. Someone else gonna catch you right now. That's Mr. G-Flex on Survivor's Corner. Gonna take fine care of your ear and your soul with that reggae-ness. And that's all I gotta say about that. I'll let him handle the rest. That was the second half of the Hell Up in Harlem soundtrack, brought to you by Edwin Starr. Wonderful little interweaving of thematic, schematic stuffs this week because, you know, Friday the 13th, which transitioned into the devil, which transitions into hell, which goes into Hell Up in Harlem. So, fun times. We had, here are the songs off the second side of that one. That was Running, Jennifer's Love Theme, Airport Chase, Mama Should Be Here Too, Like We Used to Do, and Ain't It Hell Up in Harlem, the instrumental. So that is that. Thank you for joining us. The closing hip-hop track, in keeping with the earlier domestic violence and abuse motif of bringing up the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard thing. I'm going to play you all some Will Smith. And that demonic voice in the background that you're going to hear, it's kind of a scary song. It's also inspired by Nightmare on Elm Street. You know, nothing says 1980s and Friday the 13th like also Freddy movies right there on the horror shelf. So this is DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince, excuse me, with Nightmare on My Street. And again, that evil voice you hear in the background, that's Freddy, that's not Jada. And I know it's easy to confuse the two. You know, Will made a fool of himself lately, but he's being puppeteered in some very negative ways. And we'll leave it at that. Hey, keep your ears and your eyes and especially your nose wide open.
Now, I have a story that I'd like to tell about this guy. You all know me and we're scared as hell. He comes to me a night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's on when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. It was a Saturday evening, if I remember it right. And we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina. Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to ill, buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. Hot and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you are the living man, and now you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here. Me
think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call and maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but threw the covers with his claws. Tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Jeff, answer! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen, Jeff,
you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me. So, don't
so
go to sleep,
I'll talk
Jeff.
To you tomorrow. Jeff, I'm going Jeff. To bed.
Yeah, man, Sylvanas is a lyrical genius. You're listening to Survivor's Corner with G-Flex and a CKUT 90.3 FM. You see me?
Baby presents a Victoria Weekend Barbecue, Saturday, May 21st, noon till 8 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, corner of Cote St. Catherine and Westbury. On the menu, pork and chicken, barbecue, jerk, and roti. Curry goat, saltfish, breadfruit and saltfish, also sides, homemade juices, and sweet treats. All plates, $15 or less. So come on out and enjoy the outside with Fabi and the crew. Music by DJ Jason. Saturday, May 21st at Mackenzie King Park.